Following the Normandy landings, a group of U.S. soldiers go behind enemy lines to retrieve a paratrooper whose brothers who have been killed in action. This is Saving Private Ryan. And that one little sentence ditty does not give this movie nearly enough credit. It does not do this movie justice. This film, directed by Steven Spielberg, has won 5 Oscars and had an estimated budget of $70 million, and it grossed worldwide $482 million. This is a riveting war movie. It is a star-studded film which came out in 1998. Recently, it was playing at the AMC theaters under the Fathom Events program that they have, where they show older movies and they do replays. So I thought I would go down and see Saving Private Ryan in the theater, because I don't think I saw it in the theater the first time I saw it those many years ago. As I said, this film is star-studded. I'm just going to list the stars that were in it. There were so many. I'm going to list the A-listers that we know of now that are in it. And there was just so many stars in this. Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Tom Sizemore, Edward Burns, Barry Pepper, Adam Goldberg, Vin Diesel, Giovanni Ribisi, Jeremy Davies, Ted Danson, Paul Giamatti, Dennis Farina, Max Martini. The list goes on and on. But those were the main stars in the film. And all of those going back 26 years of age off of them, young enough to be in a World War II war movie. In the film, Tom Hanks played the captain. As the film first starts out, they're in the ocean and they're just heading towards Normandy Beach to be dropped off. As soon as the gate drops, they're being shot at and people are being blasted by Nazi enemy fire. It was just so realistic. It was one of the most realistic war movies that I had ever seen. The depiction on the storming of the Normandy Beach was just incredible. It really brought you into the movie. I think the only thing that might have been better is if it was filmed with more modern camera equipment nowadays, and also if I had maybe seen this in an IMAX setting, because I was in a smaller theater. In the film, Tom Hanks plays the part of a captain. He's in charge of a small group of people who have been told to go find Private Ryan. Basically, they're all being charged to go find Private Ryan because all 3 of his other brothers were killed in the war, and they were trying to protect the mother, I think, the family, from them losing all 4 boys. But kind of details the journey that they took into finding Private Ryan. And a lot of things happen that kind of lead up to when they finally did find them. And I'm going into spoiler territory. When they finally do find Private Ryan, who's played by Matt Damon, they give him the news, and he didn't even really get that emotional. And he goes, well, these men out here, they're my brothers now, and I'm not going back with you. They were facing an uphill climb, and I think Captain Miller, played by Tom Hanks, knew that he had to earn his trust in order to try to get him to come home. So what they did, they were in a fortification. They were in between these 2 buildings and they needed help. And they thought when the crew showed up looking for Matt Damon, they thought this was their relief. They thought this was the people that were going to be helping them to fight this war, because they had already scoped out that there were Nazis heading in this direction with a couple of tanks. The idea that Captain Miller came up with was to try to lure them down the center of this area and then throw sticky bombs. He had this whole description of what a sticky bomb was, and you stick it to the tracks of the wheels, it blasts and it takes the tank off its tracks. That was the plan, and it led up to the finale of the film, where a lot of people died in the end. Now, from the beginning of the film, they show Private Ryan at a gravesite. You could tell it was Matt Damon older. Like, whoever they got was either digitally aged to look like Matt Damon, or they got someone who was much older than even Matt Damon is now, made him look like he was elderly, and he was remembering the events that happened in the film. Even from that moment, I was like, oh man, I'm starting to get emotional. I was like, I'm starting to get emotional watching this, and I can't even imagine once the movie starts rolling. I was able to hold it together, though, for the most part. It was really good. It did tug at your emotions, and they basically rolled back to that clip in the cemetery with the older Private Ryan. So you know he made it back and that he was able to live that life that Captain Miller told him to make. Please make this worth it. He said something to that effect. Please make it worth it for us having gone through this. And they had that battle. Obviously, Captain Miller didn't make it. Tom Sizemore's character didn't make it. His name was Sergeant Horvath. And he was really good in this film. He was basically the number two that was backing up Tom Hanks or Captain Miller. He was the number two that you want. Someone that always had your back, no matter what. It's probably one of the best war movies I've ever seen. It's up there. The only one that even comes close that I can think of right now is 1917 that came out about 4 or 5 years ago, which was an amazing feat simply due to how it was shot and the way they shot it was a technical marvel. But this one was a very interesting film all around. It told a great story. I do think that it stretched a bit long at about 2 hours and 49 minutes. Yeah, it was a little long. There are a few scenes that I think should have been cut. Specifically, one that I remember was with Matt Damon, where he was given an anecdote about when he was little, something that he went through and he was laughing and stuff. I know they're trying to build character, but I thought it was bad acting. And I also thought that it didn't need to be part of this film. They could have tightened up some areas of film to get it down to around maybe 2:15 or something would have been better. But overall, I really enjoyed Saving Private Ryan. It was an amazing film. It's a must watch. It was basically like watching history. I give it 5 stars.